Practice Book, Module B, Unit 6, Exercise 19. Listen to the following discussion between the Camden Town flatmates. Fill in the table about the opinions and points discussed.
I find it difficult to understand how people here take water for granted. In Jamaica, drinking water is as precious as gold. If we go on using it so freely, as you all do here, soon there'll be none left.
Yeah, that's the problem. Some people use too much and others have too little. We need to find ways to redistribute water.
Not just redistribute. Running water in the home is something everyone has in the West. But in Africa and India and Asia, there are many homes without running water. And they have to go to springs and wells. Sometimes they have to walk miles.
In New Zealand too, although we have many rivers and lakes, it's the distribution that's a problem. It costs money to have fresh water, and not everyone can afford it. That is one aspect, and then the change in climate is bringing less rain.
Global warming, you mean? The famous greenhouse effect?
Dead right. They say there's less evaporation because of oil slicks on the sea, and the pollution in the atmosphere is causing a heating effect, and there's less rain.
They say even a small amount of change, like the glaciers melting, will mean dramatic differences.
We'll have to begin using less water.
Well, that suits me.
Don't joke, this is serious. I'm really concerned about the effects of water in the future, and so should you be too. We'll all have to start thinking of ways to save water in our everyday lives.